Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Pope Benedict XVI met with the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Mrs. Sheikh Hasina. Bangladesh, it has to be said, is a part of the world we only ever hear about when a natural catastrophe hits. In fact, it lies on the Bay of Bengal, so a low-lying country, open to flooding and cyclones. That's what we know. We know too that the majority of people in this nation, one of the world's most densely populated, are deprived of basic rights and necessities. Poverty is deep and widespread. And on a personal note, I'd like to add, it's a nation that came to my mind this week while reading a passage focusing on hunger from Benedict XVI's most recent encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, which focuses on charity and truth. I'll read this passage for you. It is necessary to cultivate a public conscience that considers food and access to water as universal rights for all human beings, without distinction or discrimination. Well, Bangladesh is certainly a country which needs that right to food and access to water. Yet when I sat down with the Bishop of Khulna in Bangladesh, Bijoy de Cruz, here in our studios, despite the dire circumstances in his beloved nations, not just a story of suffering. He began, in fact, by speaking of the prophets.
I reflected that the prophets were men of the word and they took side of the poor people. They protected the poor people. Therefore, that was for me the important issue for me, that Word of God will do something for the poor, give support to the poor, empower the poor.
How can the Word of God be shared with the people? You mentioned the Beatitudes, I think.
Beatitudes. And a Word of God will make us kind and generous towards the poor brethren. Otherwise, Word of God remains as a kind of ideal word, not effective. Word of God is efficacious, powerful, and effective.
Bangladesh is a country where injustice and corruption is rampant.
Yeah. It's a really corrupted country and where rate of injustice is very high. We have to do something, against injustice and corruption. At least, first of all, we may not do a lot of things, but at least we live according to the Word of God, just life. And then also, there are movement and struggles also for establishing justice. So whether also Word of God would encourage us to support this movement, to be part of this movement. So that way I see, because the prophets were also against justice, injustice, corruption.
You live in a majority Muslim country,
yeah.
Right? What kind of problems do you run into there? How do you Christians relate to Muslims there? Is it a problem or?
It is a problem. You see that constitutionally, we have the equal rights, but in day-to-day life, it is not that. For question of job, there is discrimination. The Christians or minority may not get the job that easily, unless one is very brilliant or really shining, he can manage. But ordinary one will not be able to manage that way. Therefore, where minority are not in the government service, not many. Christians are very few. So that type of discriminations are there. And it is even difficult to dialogue also, but still we can organize. Can sit together and talk. But they are dominant, dominant force.
What are the characteristics of the Bangladeshis? They must be very resilient to start with, no?
Yes, we have natural calamities, flood, cyclone, But our people are simple people, very hospitable people. There is a good unity in the country among the people, especially the normal people, Muslims, Hindu, Christians. Though we have difficulty, we live together. We have harmony and peace. Though there is a small fundamentalist group also, but in general, they are peace-loving people.
The family values?
I mean, they love family. They live together. They believe in marriage. They help each other. They take care of the elderly people in the society, in the family, respect for the elders. So we have lot of good values, lot of good things also in the country. And our culture is very good.
Tell me about your culture.
We have good liturgy, like Tagore is one of the best who got Nobel Prize. Rabindranath Tagore. Then we have a good dancing tradition, music, singing. These are the things. And you know that we have difficulties, we have problems. But Bangladeshi people are happy people.
Tell me a little bit more about Rabindranath Tagore.
He is a Bengali by birth. And then he wrote everything, I mean, of course, in English too, but basically in Bangla. But problem is that sometimes people differentiate because he is a Hindu and Bangladesh is a Muslim country. Therefore, our national poet is Nazrul Islam, not Rabindranath Tagore. But our national anthem is composed by Rabindranath Tagore.
Is there anything you'd like people to really know about Bangladesh?
I want to give greetings from the part of Bangladesh, from the Church of Bangladesh, to the listeners.
Well, now we've spoken to the Bishop of Khulna, Bijoy de Cruz from Bangladesh, who was kind enough to let us catch a glimpse of his nation. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.